Finally, in Algeria, music has traditionally been the domain of men, but women there with talent and ambition have emerged to perform music on their own terms. The World's Marco Werman tells us about one such woman and the younger musician she inspired.
You can tell from Hasna El Bechari's voice that you don't want to mess with her. Her last name means she hails from the city of Bechar. Bacharia plays guitar, acoustic and electric, the oud, and a boxy North African predecessor to the banjo, an instrument called the gumbri. In Algiers, the Algerian capital, even today it's challenging for a woman who wants to make music. And outside Algiers, when Hasna El Bacharia was in her teens, you almost never heard of young female musicians. When she was 15, Hasna El Bacharia took the risk. She wanted to play guitar, but she didn't own one, so she rented her cousins for a penny a day. Hasna El Bacharia explains that her mother didn't mind her playing the guitar, but her father didn't like it at all. So when he was home, she'd hide the guitar, and when he went out, she'd sneak up to the roof and practice. Every day. Which was fine until one day her father came home unexpectedly. Bacharia says her father beat her. She recalls that he told her, playing guitar, making music, it's not for women, it's not for girls, it's for men. Hasna El Bacharia says it was really hard for her to hear that. Bacharia extended her hands, vibrating them, to show me how even the sight of a guitar makes her tremble in a good way. This track was recorded just outside Bechar. It's called Sma Sma, and it's the title track to Hasna El Bacharia's second recording. The song was inspired by the people in Bechar who gossiped and spread malicious rumors about her when she was first making music. After all, if a woman made music in those years, it meant she was a floozy. Singer Suad Asla is a generation behind Hasna El Bacharia, but she fully understands the meaning of Sma Sma because as a female musician, also from Bechar, Suad Asla faced, to a lesser degree, the same rumor mill.
Sma Sma ra kaynou ma tsma, écoute écoute, y'a de quoi écouter.
She says it means, listen, listen, there's something to listen to. It's a song, she says, about the importance of listening, because in everything people say, there's good and there's bad. The songs of Hasna El Bacharia range from trance-like rhythms with morals, like this one, to rocking precursors to the blues. It wasn't just the music, though, that impressed Suad Asla when she was a girl in Bechar. When she was quite young, she saw Hasna El Bacharia perform at a wedding in their town. It was a kind of bachelorette party, and Suad Asla says she saw the sudden power of music.
Alors c'était dans une terrasse de 300 mètres carrés remplie de femmes.
Suad Asla remembers the party happened on a large terrace crowded with women. And there was Hasna El Bacharia, she recalls, singing and playing guitar, accompanied by five women instrumentalists. And the second they began playing, she says, all the women, all of them loosened up. Suad Asla uses the word déchaîné, or unchained, to describe the effect the music had on the women. With no men around, says Suad Asla, there were no limits. Hasna El Bacharia and Suad Asla now perform regularly together. This is their a cappella version of Sma Sma. The gossip that the song addresses still exists, but less so than, say, 20 years ago. Hasna El Bacharia broke down the social limits for women in Bechar musically, and Suad Asla is now taking the next step, breaking down the stylistic limits of the desert blues she learned from Hasna El Bacharia. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
Check out Hasna El Bacharia performing live on Algerian TV. It's at our website, theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston, supported in part by Nan and Bill Harris, committed to supporting objective, unbiased reporting on national and international issues. The Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs around the world. Uncommon Heroes, dedicated to the common good. SkollFoundation.org. The WGBH Fund for Environmental Reporting, whose donors include the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting a cooperative approach to solving our critical environmental problems while we still can, and the Candida Fund, furthering the values that contribute to a healthy planet.
PRI, Public Radio International.